Books on Tape presents Walt Disney, The Triumph of the American Imagination by Neil Gabler, read by Arthur Morey. I must create a system or be enslaved by another man's. I will not reason and compare. My business is to create. William Blake, The Marriage of Heaven and Hell. Introduction. He was frozen. At least that was the rumor that emerged shortly after his death and quickly became legend. Walt Disney had been cryogenically preserved, hibernating like Snow White and Sleeping Beauty to await the day when science could revive him and cure his disease. Though it is impossible to determine exactly, the source of the rumor may have been a tabloid named National Spotlight, whose correspondent claimed to have sneaked into St. Joseph's Hospital, where Disney had expired, disguised himself as an orderly, picked the lock on a storage room door, and spotted Disney suspended in a metal cylinder. The story also surfaced in 1969 in a French publication, Ici Paris, which said it based its report on individuals close to Disney. And it was repeated in the National Tatler, an American scandal sheet, which added that Disney had instructed doctors to thaw him in 1975. Yet another supermarket tabloid, Midnight, under the headline, Walt Disney is being kept alive in deep freeze, quoted both a studio librarian who remembered Disney accumulating a vast file of filmed material on cryogenics, and an acquaintance of Disney's who said that the producer was obsessed with these movies. A writer for the Mickey Mouse Club television show, produced under Disney auspices,